Today's shiur is Masechta Temura, Daf Dawud. We will begin on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, 13 lines from the bottom, Hamakal Chaver B'Shem. As we had learned in our previous shiur, typically the halacha is that if someone does a lav shem emaisa, a lav that doesn't involve an action, we know the halacha is that there is no malchus for such a lav. However, as we mentioned, as the Gemara mentioned on the bottom of Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, that there are a number of exceptions to that rule. And one of the exceptions that the Gemara identified was Hamakalas Chaver B'Shem, that if somebody curses someone else using the Shem Hashem, the halacha is that he's Chayiv Malkus. And in fact, I even saw an opinion in the Rishonim that even though we know that halacha is that in order to be chayiv any punishment, including malchus, one has to have a hasra. Since we're learning that these cases that we're learning in our shiurim that are lav shem emaisa and one gets malchus, it could well be that even hasra will not be required. And the proof to that opinion is the din of Adam Zimmerman, which we spoke about also in our previous year, that the halacha is that Adam Zimmerman, even though it's also a lav shem emaisa, as Tosfos quoted in our previous year, there's a chiyuv malchus for Adam Zimmerman, and the halacha is that Adam Zimmerman are mechuyev their punishment, even if they didn't get hasra, and therefore there are rishonim that suggest that so will be the halacha by all lav shem emaisas, that there is malchus even without hasra. The Rambam seems to clearly indicate differently. The Rambam says that there's a chiyuv, that there has to be hasra to get the malchus from a kalas chaver b'shem. Ask the Ramanola, from where do we know this halacha? Answers the Gemara, Amar Belaza, Amar B'Oishia, because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Im lo sishmor lasas as kol divrei HaTorah azois, haksuvim b'sefer zeh lira Hashem hanichlo v'noira, hazeh hasheh es Hashem alakecha. The Ksiv in the Pasuk afterwards says, Vifl Hashem es makoscha, haflo zeini dein mavu. We don't know what exactly haflo means. Shoimer, since there's another Pasuk that says, Vipila ha-shoifet, vikal ufanov, havoimer, from here we seem to learn that haflo means malchus. So from here we see that there's a chiv malchus for bekalas chaveri b'shem. A very fundamental machloikus v'shoinim, what is meant B'Shem. Rashi and the Ravid say that it means only the Shem HaMefoirish. The Shem Yudkei Vovkei. The Rambam says that it's not limited to Shem HaMefoirish. It includes all of the other Shemos Hashem as well. That the halach is that Kinuyim of Hashem have the same rule. However, the Mefarshim point out that even according to the opinions that it means strictly Shem Hashem, it's not to say that there, it's mutter with the other Shemus. Certainly with the other Shemus there is a Isser, but it's not a Chiyuv Malchus that our Gemara is discussing. Furthermore, the Mefarshim seem to indicate, the Paiskim seem to indicate, and this is the way there are more Paskins, that the Isser is only when one verbalizes the Shem Hashem. But if somebody writes the Shem Hashem, and again, of course, one has to be careful when writing the Shem Hashem to treat it with the proper Kedusha, but the Isser of Al Gemara that speaks about the Shem Hashem being treated with respect is when it's verbalized, not written. Although, there is a tshuva from Ramosha that discusses that there are pieces of jewelry that have the Shem Hashem, Shindalad Yud, or Yud Kai Vovke. And certainly Ramosha says that writing such a Shem Hashem on a piece of jewelry is certainly Osir, particularly since it's not written in a respectful manner, it's written as a piece of jewelry. And not only, says Ramosha, should one not wear such a piece of jewelry, one shouldn't even manufacture or sell such a piece of jewelry. Furthermore, the Paiskim do indicate that this is all when we're saying or if we're saying even by writing the Shem Hashem in Lashon Kodesh. But when it comes to saying the Shem Hashem, or certainly writing the Shem Hashem in different languages, there's much less of an Isser, and that's why there's much less of a problem when we have money. U.S. money has on it, every dollar bill has on it, in God we trust. The name God is commonly printed in newspapers that are discarded. And there we have a number of heterim. Number one, it's written, not being verbalized. Number two, it's not in Lashon Kodesh, it's in other languages. And number three, when it's written, it wasn't written with any intent of Kedusha. It was written as part of a dollar bill or part of a newspaper, and therefore the Paiskim are more lenient in not having concern of treating an issue of treating the Shem Hashem with the proper Kedusha. The Paiskim do, however, in fact, go on to say that certainly when the Shem Hashem is being said, the Kedusha, we don't have any Isser. And that's why many Paiskim are of the opinion that when we say a pasuk, or we're learning a pasuk, for example, we're learning pasukim in the Gemara, and we say the pasuk, we could say the Shem Hashem, and it would not be a violation of treating the Shem Hashem with Kedusha. The reason that the minig is that people don't say the Shem Hashem, although in certain communities the minig is that when they quote a pasuk, they do say it with the Shem properly pronounced. One is because not always do we read the entire pasuk, and therefore it may not be mutter under those circumstances. And also, they used to repeat the pasuk many times when they would study them with students, and there it may not be the proper respect to keep on saying the Shem Hashem. There's a very interesting vart from the Chasam Sofer. There's a very famous Gemara. The pasuk says, we say it every day, Yisa Hashem panav elecha, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, plays favorites, Yisa Hashem panav elecha, he treats Klal Yisrael with greater favor. And the Malachim ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'chimas aponim yesh bedover, is this appropriate that we should be treated, that Klal Yisrael should be treated in this preferential way? Doesn't the pasuk say, Asher Yisa aponim, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the paradigm of fairness? So how does the Pasuk say Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha? The answer a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives the Malachim is Eich Lo Es Panav Yisrael. How should I not treat Klal Yisrael that way? Shani Amarti, I said V'chalta V'savata, that one should only say Birchas Hamazon when V'savata, when they're full. And Klal Yisrael is careful not to bench, and Klal Yisrael benches as soon as they eat a kezayis or kebeya. So, Pasuk Pshat, the way most people understand that Gemara, is that Klal Yisrael is medagdik that they should, even though they ate very little, they only ate a kezayis or kebeya, they already say Birchas Hamazon. But some Sofer says just the opposite pshat. He says, we know that the Gemara speaks about times in our history where oichel kima, we just eat a little, umizbarech b'meyov, and one is already satiated. So he says pshat in the Gemara is as follows. Truthfully, they should say birchas hamazon as soon as they eat just a small amount, because the savata, they're already satiated. But they're concerned that when they say Birchas Hamazon, they're obviously saying the Shem Hashem. And as we're learning in our Gemara, one must treat the Shem Hashem with the proper respect. So, Megadikin Atzmon, in order to make sure that they're certainly full and are obligated to say Birchas Hamazon, they wait to bench at Kazayis v'at Kabeya, that they should be sure that they are Mechuyiv in benching and not come Chas V'Sholem to say Shem Hashem inappropriately. Ask the Gemara Amar, but maybe the pasuk means Shavuos Emes, that the Torah is saying that you're not allowed to even make a Shavuos Emes. So the Mefarshim ask, how could one suggest And that the Pasuk is telling us that we're now going to make a Shavuos Emes. Doesn't the Pasuk clearly indicate Leshava b'Shmi L'Sheker? So only L'Sheker is Aser, not L'Emes. So the Mefarshim answer, as we're going to learn in a moment, that they thought that the only Shavuah that is Mutter is a Shavuah that one makes in order to get himself to do a mitzvah. But any other Shavuah may be Aser. But then the Sfas Emes asks another question. Let's understand the Gemara, says the Sfas Emes. The Gemara is saying that perhaps that the Pasuk is teaching us that one may not make a Shavuos Emes. So what does that mean? That one's not allowed to make a Shavuos Emes, but he is allowed to make a Shavuos Sheker? So says the Sfas Emes, of course, Pshat in the Gemara is as follows. That we're learning that the Shavuah, that the Torah says that it's also the Shavuah B'Shem Hashem is a Shavuos Sheker. Ask the Gemara, why are we saying that that's Pshat in the Pasuk? Maybe Pshat in the Pasuk is that not only is a Shavuos Sheker Osir, but even a Shavuos Emes is Osir. Answers the Gemara Behetiksev. The Pasuk says, Shavuos Hashem, Tiyah Ben Shneim. That if two people are in dispute, the way to resolve the dispute is through a Shavuah. So the clearly indicates that at times a Shavuos Emes ought to be made. Answers the Gemara, Amar. And they're two pshatim in this Gemara. One pshat is that the Gemara is suggesting that what the Torah is saying is, yes, make the Shavuah. And yes, the Shavuah will be the method through which the truth will come out. But even though the Shavuah is the method through which the truth will come out, still, you did the wrong thing by making the Shavuah. So we have two separate issues. We have the Shavuah, And we have the truth, but that doesn't make the Shavuah not being awesome, which is of course a difficult pshat. Because if the Torah tells us to make a Shavuah, and that's the way we're going to get to the truth, how can we suggest that making that Shavuah is awesome? And therefore, other Mefarshim say pshat in the Gemara is that yes, when a Shavuah is made in a situation where we have it in Torah, so then the Shavuah is indeed. Mut, then indeed the Shavuah is mutter. But to make a Shavuah, even if it's Emes, but if it's not for the purpose of getting to the truth of a Din Torah, maybe that will be Aser. Loi Matzus Amri, says the Gemara, we can't say that making a Shavuah's Emes is Aser, because the Pasuk says, Ubishmoy Tishaveya. We may swear in Hashem's name. Ask the Gemara, that pasuk is needed for a different limud. How do we know one can make a shvu to be mekayim a mitzvah? Shenemar, as the pasuk said, nishbati v'kayma lishma mishpatei tzedkecha. So from here we see there's a point of making a shvu in order to get one properly motivated to do a mitzvah. And there's a machloikis rishonim. Rashi seems to learn that not that the Pasuk is teaching us that we ought to do this, the Pasuk is teaching us that one may do this. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that it's a mitzvah to make a shvuah in order to get motivated to do a mitzvah. However, even if we're going to say that there is a mitzvah or a rishus to make such a shvuah as our Gemara indicates, says the Torah, that's only when one is making a shvuah about doing a mitzvah. Somebody wants to get up to learn. So he makes a shvuah to motivate himself to make sure that he's going to get up to learn. But when it's a shvuah about his money, he makes a shvuah that I'm going to give a certain amount to tzedakah. There says the Torah, since we know that it's a galgal achoz b'olam, sometimes we have the money and sometimes we don't. There says the Torah, certainly one should not make a shvuah even l'kayim as a mitzvah. Furthermore, the Sefer Chassidim says that only in the time of Chazal, where people were so careful not to make a false shvuah, can we say there's a mitzvah or a rishus to make a shvuah l'kayim as a mitzvah. Not the Zman Hazeh, where people are unfortunately not that careful in their shvuahs. There's a machloikis rishonim. Furthermore, if one made such a shvuah and then he violated the shua, what will be the halacha? The many who shown him, the Ran, the Baal Hamor, says it's considered as if he was violated a shua, and all of the halachas that we learned in our previous year about the violation of a shua and the punishment of a violation of a shua are applicable. However, the Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban says it's not considered a full-fledged shvuah. Even though the Ramban holds it's not a full-fledged shvuah, the Ktzais and others say that all the Ramban means is that there's no chiv punishment. But certainly even the Ramban will agree that there is an isser involved in being over such a shvuah. But the S, the Sfas Emes, fine. The Pasuk is teaching us that there's a point in making a shvuah in order to motivate ourselves to do a mitzvah. But why should the shvuah be made b'shem, as we're learning from the Pasuk of Shmaita Shaveya? Why can't you just make the shvuah and not use the Shem Hashem? Answers the Sfas Emes that since, as we're learning in our shir, a shvuah that has in it the Shem Hashem is considered so much more serious to people, and the entire purpose of the shvuah is to get the person motivated. The person will only be motivated properly with the shvuah, with the Shem Hashem. But ask the Gemara to teach us this halacha, haksiv krachrina, uvois sidvak ushmei tishmeya. So that's not the pasuk from where we learn this halacha. Elamai asa, what is the pasuk that we begin to share with him, lois ishma, come to teach us the makalos chaver b'shem. To tell us that if one is makal somebody else with b'shem Hashem, he's chayiv malchus. Ask the Gemara ve'ema, but maybe we'll say that the pasuk is just come to teach us lemaitzi shem shemayel v'atala. Nothing to do with klola. Just if somebody chas v'shalom uses Hashem's name in vain, he's chayiv malchus. Says the Gemara, let's understand your reasoning. Mi gar makalos chaver b'shem lemaitzi shem shemayel v'atala. Fine. We'll say that the pasuk is talking about Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. And if somebody's Chatz V'Shal Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatola, he'll get Malkus. But Bi Mekal Chaver B'Shem is also going to be in that category. Answers the Gemara, Na Hachik HaKashalon. This is what was meant to be asked. Ema, Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. If somebody's Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatola, Tizglei B'Malkus, he'll indeed get Malkus. Ava Mekal Chaver B'Shem. If somebody does the most serious sin, of being Makal Chaver B'Shem, Kivin the Kavatarti, which involves two Averis, the Kamapik Shem Shemayel V'Tolo, number one, that he's using Hashem's name in vain, and number two, the Kamatzale V'Chaver, he's hurting someone else, there perhaps, like Tizglei B'Malkus, Malkus is not enough of a punishment, and perhaps under those circumstances, that's not what the Torah says, that Malkus should be given. Answers the Gemara, Le'matzit Amrit. This is not a legitimate way of understanding. The Ksif, because the Pasuk says, Loisakal Cherish. The Torah says, Loisakal Cherish. If we're going to say that that Pasuk is talking about, if we're going to say that the Pasuk that we began to share with today, Lizbar Hashem, Aknikba Van Noira, Asarasim Ahafa, the Ksif, Loisakal Cherish. As we know, we've learned many times, there is no Oynish suggested by the Torah unless the Torah also has a Pasuk that speaks about as horror for that Aveira. So if we'll say, this is Rashi's first pshat, then if we'll say that the Pasuk is referring to the Isser of Mekau Chaveri B'Shein, so now we'll have this Pasuk telling us the Oynish for Mekau Chaveri B'Shein, and we'll have the Pasuk of Loisakal Cherish telling us that's horror. Eli Amr, if we're going to say Moitzi Shem Shemayel V'Tolo, if we're going to say that the Pasuk speaking about Moitzi Shem Shemayel V'Tolo, so we're going to have to find an as horror for that. As a Rosh Mehecha, what is the as horror for that lav? So must be that this Pasuk is talking about Mekal Chaver B'Shem, and the lav is Loisakal Cherish. That's Rashi's first explanation of this teretz. Rashi gives a different explanation of this teretz. He says, the pasuk says, "Kim lo sakalo V'nasi bi'amcha loysor. The Torah teaches us that one may not curse a nasi, and the oynish for cursing a nasi is malchus. So the Gemara, according to this explanation, is suggesting if there's an oynish malchus for cursing a nasi, cursing a individual is no worse than cursing a nasi. It's less of an aveira than cursing a nasi. So if cursing a nasi comes with an oynish malchus, so too will cursing a fellow Jew come with that oynish. There's an interesting tshuva for Ramosha. Ramosha says, as our Gemara is teaching us, that there's an isser to curse a fellow Jew, an isser malchus, as we're learning in our shir. But says Ramosha that if my friend is Michael, and he forgives me, and he allows me to curse him, even though, of course, one should not be in the habit of doing so, the lav that we're learning in our Gemara will not have been violated. Says Rav Moshe, a very interesting chiddush. So what would be the halacha if one curses himself? So if I curse myself, chas v'shalom, I should be no worse. I am no worse than my friend. Says Rav Moshe, it's not true. So just like the halacha is that if I hit my friend and he allows himself to be hit, I'm not over the lav. Again, not that it's suggested to be done, but the halacha is that you're not over the lav, but you're still not allowed to wound yourself, even though you're Michael. The same thing comes by Klola, that even though the halacha is the one, if he curses a friend, if the friend allows that to happen, he's not over the lav. That's only for someone else, but not when it comes himself. Ask the Gemara, so the way we'll go back to the first explanation. We're saying now that the reason that we can't say that the Pasuk is speaking about Mikalo, the Pasuk is speaking about Mochi Shem Shemayim Levatola, because then we wouldn't have an Ashara, and as we just explained, Ein Oynish Shemayim Kemasirim. If we can't have a Pasuk that teaches us the Oynish, if we don't find the corresponding Pasuk to teach us the Lav. Ask the Gemara, Lama Loi. For Ksiv, why can't we say the Pasuk as Hashem Alakecha Tiro? Oysi Savoy is the Ashara. Answers the Gemara, Hahu Asharas Aseihu. That pasuk speaks about an ashei, and when we speak that, we have to have an ashara. The ashara has to be worded in the form of a lav, not in the form of an ashei. As the Miches Chinuch explains, because we're not to understand that the klul of Ein Anshim Elam Mekeim Asirim is to teach us that we have to know that something is osur, and only if we know it's osur may we not be doing it. The way we need to understand it is that the Torah has to specifically say it, b'loshen lav. And if the Torah doesn't say it, b'loshen lav, it's not considered usher, even though it's certainly the Torah is telling us we may not be done, but it can't be in the category of el oynish and el kemasirim. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Braisa another example of a lav she'ein b'maisa for which there is malchus. We know that the Torah teaches us that when we have produce, we have to give a number of matnas kuna. And the order is first bikurim, then truma, then maaser rishon, and then in certain years maaser sheni, and in other years maaser ani. And we learned that if somebody gives it not in the proper order, he's over and he gets malchus. Ask the Gemara, my time to Rav Yosef b'Chanina. Says the Gemara, Omakrom mele asa v'dimacha loy sa'achar. So first the Gemara defines. Meleya means eilu bikurim. Why are the Meleya called bikurim? Because, so I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is that Meleya means as soon as the food is full, there's a chi bikurim. Unlike truma and meiser, we know that it has to go through the final process, and only then is there a chiyuv of truma maisa. Another pshat, a simpler pshat, is that as we just said that truma is the first thing that has to be removed. So when it's molei, when it's full, is bikurim needs to be removed. But the macha is the truma. So Rashi says the reason the macha is called truma is because truma is the mua means when it's mixed up, and truma is only bottled in one part to 100. Tosfos has a problem with that pshat, because Taisa says that that din, that truma is not bottle, only 1 in 100, is a halacha that's midrabanan. And furthermore, this halacha is not a halacha limited to truma, the same halacha applies to bikurim as well. And that's why Taisa says the macha is from Lashon Dema, tears. Whereas bikurim are only taken from fruit, truma could even be given from a liquid. Another pshat, the macha, is like we just said, the macha means a mixture. And it is indeed a mixture, because once the bikurim is removed from the barrel, and all you have left is just the truma, so it's a mixture of a barrel that's partially been properly taken care of, and partially that's not yet been taken care of. Vamakra, and the Torah says, Vaisachar, you have to go in the proper order. So, the Yerushalmi asks an interesting question. If somebody took truma before Bikurim, when was he over the Aveira? Is it as soon as he took the truma, or is it only afterwards when he took the Bikurim? And the Nafka Mina would be, when, if we're learning that the Zechiyah Malkus is the Zechiyah Malkus, is the Zechiyah Malkus come as soon as the truma was removed, or the Zechiyah Malkus only come when the Bikurim is removed? However, the Brisker Rav says that there's no question that the Isser comes as soon as he takes off the truma. Because otherwise, he says, then the Yerushalmi could have mentioned different afkaminas. It could have been regarding what the Hasroi is, or if one person took off the truma first and another person took off the Bikurim, who gets the Malkus? So he says that certainly the chiyuv comes as soon as you take off the truma. That person is over the lav, whether bikurim will ultimately be taken or not. What the halach, the way to understand the Yerushalmi is as follows: that even though you were over the lav as soon as you took off the truma, but maybe there's another requirement that not just that you take off the bikurim, the truma first, are you over the lav, but it has to also have that you take the bikurim as well. Or the other side of the equation is that just taking off the truma first, immaterial of what happens later, you are already over the issa. But then there's a very interesting question that's discussed by the Nidchis Chinuch. Nidchis Chinuch says, we know that if somebody designates truma or bikurim or any matnas kuna, it's a form of hegdish, it's a form of nether. And just like by any nether, one could be shoil on a nether. So what would be the halacha here? If somebody did it in the wrong order, was supposed to do bikurim and then truma, he did truma before the bikurim. So could he be shoil on his designation? And by being shoil on his designation, he will not have a problem anymore. And it's actually a machloikas achrayim, that's relevant to another question. If the halacha is that you can be shoyl on this designation, so therefore, if bikurim or truma or anything fall into another mixture, it should be considered a davar sheyesh lo matirim, something that could become mutter. It could become mutter through shayla. And we know the halacha is that a davar sheyesh lo matirim doesn't become bottle. If, on the other hand, this cannot be reversed, then it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirim, and it would be able to become bottle under the proper ratios. But then I saw the reverse question. What would be the halacha if somebody did it the proper way, where he first took the bikurim, and then he took the truma, and then he was shoyel on the bikurim? Will it turn out that retroactively he did the aveira? He did an aveira, because he's supposed to do truma bikurim before truma. He did, in fact, do take bikurim before truma, but then by being shoyel on the bikurim, it turns out that he did truma first. So, the Mefarshim say that there's another issue that could be mentioned then. What's the halacha if somebody was shoyel on his designation of bikurim, or his designation of truma? And we know when we are mafresh truma, we make a bracha. If somebody shoyl on it, why would that bracha now not be considered a bracha of atola? So tonight, the mefarshim answer, and we discussed this in our previous shiur as well, that something is, it's only considered a bracha of atola when I mention Hashem's name in a disrespectful manner. Here, however, Hashem's name was not mentioned in a disrespectful manner, so that's not called the bracha of atola. But there is still a question, and it's all connected to one point. Could somebody be shoyl on his designation? Itma, so says the Gemara, higdem truma bikurim. If somebody took the truma before the bikurim, Rabbi Lazar of Yes Bechanina. It's a machlok of Rabbi Lazar of Yes Bechanina. Charam alayka. One says you get malchus for such a situation, the charam ain't alayka. But we don't know who holds what. Suggest the Gemara. The sign Rabbi Yes Bechanina, who dam alayka. It must be Rabbi Yes Bechanina who holds you get malchus. Midam Rabbi Yes Bechanina. Since we learned in our previous year, Rabbi Yes Bechanina at the end of at the bottom of Gimel Amun Aleph said in that braisa, Af hamagn truma bikurim, it must be that Rabbi Yes Bechanina is the man that holds you get malchus. Ask the Gemara, as a rabbi, we could argue just the opposite. To Stayim, it's Rabbi Lezer who died Malaika. It's Rabbi Lezer who holds you get Malkus. Because it's not. The Mishnah says, Hoyle in front of steak, I'll call a shetevel. If somebody has in front of him two barrels of tevel, the other mice shall do the zoo. He says the mice of one is in the other. So that means that he's taking all of the trumas and mice from barrel B for barrel A. So the loch is a rishonim museris. The first barrel is considered properly gemeisered, and even if it wasn't actually removed from barrel B, the first barrel may be eaten with no question. But if he said shalzubazu, the shalzubazu, harishayna musaris, so the first one is musaris, vashniya eni musaris, because the first, I took from the second barrel for the first barrel, that's fine. But then I can't take from the first barrel for the second barrel, because that's menator alachiyiv. And we know that Mepator al-Khiv doesn't work. Master Sayyim, if he said, Master Sayyim, Maisa Kakol B'Chaverto, each barrel should have the Maisa for the other one. Koras Hashem, he has properly designated Maisa on both of them. Because here he wanted them both to be effective at the same time. And since he wanted them effective at the exact same time, therefore, it's fine. Vitma. And on this Gemara, we learn, Rabbi Lezer Omer, that even though it's effective, loika, neshehik de maisi sheni, shabal le maisi rishi shabachaverta. That, just like we've been learning, that you're not allowed to take bikurim, truma before bikurim, the same halacha applies, obviously, by maisi rishi and maisi sheni. And the Gemara is saying, that in this case, where even though we're taking from one on the other, he's going to get Malkus. Because he designated Maisa Sheni for the first barrel on the second barrel before he took Maisa Rishon for the second barrel. So what happened here was that since he made a designation on barrel one of Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni, and as the Echwaitim explained Rashi, these two barrels are looked at as one big combination, because he's taking Maisa from one on the other. And since he's taking from one on the other, he should have taken Maisa Rishon from both, and then Maisa Sheni from both. Here, by taking Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni from barrel one, before he took even Maisa Rishon from the second barrel, he went in the wrong order. So we clearly see that it is Rebbe Lezer's opinion that if you go in the wrong order, you get Malkus. Ask the Gemara, however, Rebbe Yosef Bechanin, Dama, in the Loika, how can we say Rebbe Yosef Bechanin is the man Dama, that you don't get Malkus? Lay Makash, Rebbe Yosef Bechanin, Rebbe Yosef Bechanin. In the previous year, we looked in the Brice, that Rebbe Yosef Bechanin says, you get Malkus, and here we say you don't get Malkus. Says the Gemara, Loi. The way I understand the Brice, Rebbe Yosef Bechanin is a Turukai. Rav Yosef Bechanina is actually Mandam that says that you don't get Malkus. Vachkomer. And this is the way to understand that Braisa. Lav Shem Emais ain't like an alof. That Lav Shem Emais you don't get Malkus. Mashim Rav Yosef Bechanina Amru, what is an example of such a situation? Afa Magdum Chumul Bikurim. Ask the Gemara, but let's understand this. Umay shno meimer, why by tmura do you get malchus? Mishum, as we explained at the end of our previous year, the debura is a maisa. When you say a tmura, you accomplish something. You're accomplishing that it should become chulin, that the chulin should become kaidish, and that's why it's not considered lav shever maisa. So ask the Gemara, why don't we say the same here? Magdum truma bekurim nami laloki, because through your action, you're making something into truma, you're making something into bekurim, which is the beburai samaisa. And as the Mefarshim explained, even though the halacha is that it's considered, even though the halacha is that you could, and we said this in our previous year, that you could separate truma maisa merely with mental designation, it doesn't make a difference. It's not the way you accomplish, it's what you accomplish. And since you're accomplishing something, it ought to be considered a maisa. Amar Rav Oven, to which Rav Oven responds, Shani Hosom de Lav Shnitik Laseiru. Sid Mekomet and Sechon Trino. The Lav, the Truma Maisa is considered a Lav Kanitik Lasei, because the Gemara in the Sechta Baruchas speaks about a case where a Levi took his Maisa Rishon before the Kohen received the Truma. The Torah says that it could be corrected, that the Levi will not take the Truma. So we therefore consider this a Lav Hanitik Lasei. And as the Mefarshim explained, that even though it's not the Lav and the Asei are next to each other, Rav Oven considers it still a Lav Hanitik Lasei, and therefore it's Chai. And as the Achroidim explain, the Machloikis here is it considered a Lav Hanitik Lasei or not? Because what is the reason for a Lav Hanitik Lasei? That it doesn't get Malchus. There's about two ways of looking at it. One way of looking at it is, as we said in our previous year, the model for Malchus is loisachsoin. You may not muzzle the animal when it's eating. Anything that's not like loisachsoin, you don't get Malchus. Here too, since it could be remedied, it's not considered like loisachsoin, and there's no Malchus. That is the opinion of Rav Oven. However, the other Mandama holds that only where the essay rectifies the lav, as if it was never violated, is there a concept of lav politic, let's say. Here it's not a rectification. The aveiru remains, and therefore it's not considered, according to that mandamar, a lav anitik, let's say. Ask the Gemara, Yosser of Dimu Kom Lo Shmatz, Omele Lebaya, the Kol Lav Shanitik, let's say, Leloka, for Memer, the Lav Shanitik, let's say, who? It's a lav anitik, let's say, because we Torah says Vayehu and Smaros Kodesh V'Loki, and yet we learned in our Mishnah the Tanan Lo Shadim Shoy Lahimer El Shem Hema Mumer. So we see that even though it's a Lav Anitik Lasei Soifik Es Avoyim, answers the Gemara Hani Havle Trei Lav Chadasei. There we have the Torah says Lo Yachlifenu V'Lo Yomar Isoy V'Lo Yosichat Esay V'Oke Trei Lavi. Since we, even though it's a Lav Anitik Lasei, a lav anitik lasei is only when we have one lav and one assay, not when we have two lavin and one assay. And there's a machlokes hachroinim, how to understand what the Gemara means. We discussed this, it's a mashal that we discussed in the first year of our Masechta. The mashal understands that what happens when you have two lavin and one assay is that indeed one lav is cancelled out by the assay, but you're left with one lav. Other achronim disagree. Other achronim say that when you have two lavin and one assay, it's not that the lav cancels out one assay, the assay cancels out one lav and you're left with another lav. It's as if the assay doesn't have the ability to cancel the lav at all. And the achronim compare this to another machloikus rishonim. We know the halacha is that an essay is doicha lois essay. We also know that the halacha is that ein essay doicha lois essay v'assay. That if you have on one side an essay and the other side you have a lois essay and an essay, that essay does not have the ability to cancel that lois essay v'assay. And we show in the debate, what does that mean? Does that mean that the essay doesn't have the ability not to cancel not the lav and not the essay, or does it mean that the essay cancels the lav, but you're still left with an essay that prohibits you from doing what the Torah is speaking? The exact same situation is here. The Mashal says that the essay is doicha one lav, just like the essay is doicha delois essay v'assay, but you're left with the essay. The other Mefarshim say that when you have two lavim, when even though it's a lav hanitik l'assay, that essay does not have the ability to cancel either lav, just like the essay, when you have a lois essay and essay versus it, can't cancel either. Ask the Gemara, v'rei onus. The law is that if somebody violates a nara hamurasa, a nara who's a psula, that the Torah says, the chad lav, where there's a lav and an essay. Because the Torah says, the loy seal isha, la yuchal shachal kal yomov. He has to be, loy seal isha is an essay, and la yuchal shachal kal yomov is a loy essay. The loy osse chad essay v'lakar lav. So it's a lav hanitik l'essay, and yet it doesn't cancel it out. The Tanya, oyne shigirish, if such a man who violated a girl, divorced that, and married her and then divorced her, im Yisrael hu, if it's Yisrael, mach sevena leika. He takes her back and he doesn't get malchus. Vim kain hu, but if he's a kain, leika vena machsa, he does get malchus. So we see that even though there's av hanitik l'asei, you get malchus, answers the Gemara, kahanim kamrit. You're trying to bring a raya from the kahanim. Kahanim is a different shot altogether. Kahanim tamachrinahu, the Rabbi Rachman Kedushi Yaseira, the Kahanim have special rules, and therefore, since Kahanim have special rules, the way many Mefarshim explain, therefore the rule of Lav Hanitik Lasei does not apply to them. Says the Gemara, Titanoi, this question about a Lav She'ein by Maisa, which we've been discussing, suggests the Gemara is a machlokes tanoi, because the pasuk says, one may not leave over from the Karban Pesach. And the pasuk continues to say, says the Gemara, so it's a lav anitik l'asei, that if you were over the lav, it could be corrected by burning it. Why Mishayin loikin lav? Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaakov, Omer loimin Hashem azeh. This is not the reason why you don't get malchus. Not because it's a lav hanitik l'asei. Ela mishum dav lav shem b'maisa. Just leaving over the Karban Pesach is a lav shem b'maisa. The kol lav shem b'maisa ain't loikin lav. Mechlal, Rabbi Yehuda, that came and said the reason because it's a lav hanitik l'asei, obviously holds that just because it's a lav shem b'maisa, it's not a loss. And you would get malchus. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yaakov that says that the reason is that it's a lav shem b'maisa, and that's why there is no malchus by noiser. Hai by noiser men ha'boik v'eish t'sroi f'lamai osa. Teaches us, m'bar l'chatnan, ha'tzomers v'agidin v'anoiser, the bones and the gidin which aren't eaten from the Karban Pesach, and the noiser, yisrufu b'shish osa, should be burnt on the 16th day of Nisan, not in the morning of Pesach, where it's Yontif. You should wait for Chal Moed. Chal, the first day Chal Moed, which is in Etz Yisrael, the 16th day of Nisan. Chal Shish also leaves the Shabbos. If the 16th day is in the Shabbos, Yisrafu, so you shouldn't burn it on Shabbos either. Yisrafu B'Shiva, so you should wait for the second day Chal Moed. The fee, Shein Doich Lois Shabbos, Lois Yontif. The burning of Neisr may not be done neither on Shabbos nor Yontif. What's the reason that it may not be burnt on Shabbos and Yontif? On the crawl, the Torah by adding ad boiker teaches us ba kosev litain boiker shein and srifosoi that it may not be burnt on Shabbos on Yontif. It may only be burnt after Shabbos and after Yontif. And that's what the Torah has come to teach us with this pasuk. Not according to him to teach us that it's a lav hanitik l'asei, because we don't have to say that reason. It's not, you're not Mechuyav Malchus anyway, because it's a lav she'ein bo ma'aseh.